Welcome to the Qualcomm Podcast. From 5G and AI to XR and IoT, Qualcomm is creating the newest technologies to transform lives and industries across the globe. I'll be taking you behind the scenes with the inventors and experts bringing the technology to life so you can hear all about the most exciting evolutions in tech right from the source. I'm PJ, and thanks for listening. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in. In this episode, we're going to be discussing remote healthcare and the ways that extended reality can be used to help treat different health conditions. And we're also going to introduce the Qualcomm XR Enterprise program. And that's a program that brings these extended reality, aka XR technologies, to enterprise solution providers. We have two awesome guests. We have Brian Volsang with Qualcomm and XR. And we have Matthew Stout, who's the CEO of Applied VR. Thank you for coming on here today.
It's truly an honor to be here, PJ. Great to meet you. And Brian, looking forward to the conversation.
As am I. Thanks, Matthew.
Awesome. So before we even jump into it, I just want to define for our audience, we do a lot of episodes on all different Qualcomm technology, and we have a genre of Qualcomm technology that we call XR, extended reality. And Brian, am I correct in saying that this is an all-encompassing technology? This encompasses all the different realities that we work on. So we have augmented reality, which is, you know, technology that sees virtual objects in the real world. We have mixed reality, which is a combination of augmented plus virtual reality, which is virtual reality is just completely immersive in a total virtual space. And it's complete simulation. And this is what Matthew is going to walk us through today, some of the incredible stuff that his company is using in the virtual reality space to deliver innovative healthcare.
That's right, PJ. Yeah. So XR, extended reality, encompasses all the realities. It's really an umbrella term that we use for augmented, virtual, mixed reality. Qualcomm's got a long history in the realities, going back a decade plus. You know, we started working in research around smartphone augmented reality. That evolved into a product called Vuforia, which you may some of the listeners may be familiar with. That was an augmented reality platform for smartphones. And then ultimately, Qualcomm, you know, divested that product. It went to PTC. But a lot of the R&D and the work that we did around computer vision and the technology expertise that we had in the augmented reality space was applicable to virtual reality. So we got started in virtual reality around 2015 or so, and really we saw the future of virtual reality as being standalone. So, you know, the virtual reality devices that that came into the market, if we go back 5 years ago or so, were primarily tethered to a PC. And this tether required, you know, obviously you were encumbered, you were attached to a PC, but also that included a lot of expense. You got to, you know, be physically tied to a $1,500, $2,000 PC. And so we started thinking about it. Well, what if we could remove the PC from the equation and really kind of turn that headset into more like a smartphone, make it like a smartphone technology, and remove the wires, you know, connect it up using Qualcomm's expertise in connectivity, both Wi-Fi and cellular, and then enable these standalone devices. We thought that was a way to really drive mass market adoption of VR. And I think this had two impacts. One impact was that it helped consumer virtual reality start to take off. You know, now people who are exposed to devices like the Oculus Quest can get access to VR technologies and begin using it in their homes without the need for anything else, PC-wise. And then it also really helped the enterprise or commercial markets because, you know, the ability to ship a device, a small portable device, have someone simply put it on and get started with an experience, I think really unlocked a lot of value in the commercial markets. And so, you know, that's, I think, what leads us to today in the discussion that we're having, you know, with Matthew and Applied VR is that, standalone VR has been a big enabler for virtual reality and in a lot of different verticals, you know, medical and healthcare being one. So really excited to be here today to talk more about that.
Brian, I also want to add one comment on that. As you were talking about that, you know, it's funny, if you look back at the history of VR, it's something that's actually been around for nearly 30 plus years, and healthcare has been one of the earliest use cases for it. But the whole issue was the device, the form factor. Mm-hmm. That was, you could do these amazing things with it, but it was too costly, too big, all of that. And even 5 years ago, when it was, where people were trying to deliver it as simply as a cell phone, even that complicated thing of putting it in a headset was challenging, especially in healthcare where it skews older.
Yeah.
So all of the work that Qualcomm has been doing to basically refine that device, the HMD, head mounted display, and bring it down and make it easier and easier to use, smaller form factor, you know, that's really what's going to be the key to unlocking this for a mass scale adoption in the world of healthcare, because the hardware to date has been the friction, and Qualcomm's been doing an amazing job at reducing that friction every year, day in and day out.
Totally. And that's it's Qualcomm's mission is to make everything smaller, make everything wireless, make everything run longer on a single charge, and just make the experience even more and more immersive. And I mean, year after year, we're delivering that through chipsets, you know, like including the Snapdragon 835 is used for VR, as well as, you know, our latest is the XR1, XR2 chip. And even we make an SDK for people to experiment with and build their own headsets. And we're in, you know, just a new time during this this pandemic. And I think our audience is probably, you know, sharing obviously the same experience we are, where we've all now trying to do everything as virtual as possible. We're seeing our doctors now remotely. But your company, Applied VR, is taking that to the next level and trying to make that remote experience for healthcare even more virtual. Do you mind walking our audience through like the amazing stuff that you guys are doing?
Yeah, so we've really been focused on how do we actually pioneer this next generation of what we call digital medicine. You know, if you compare what we're doing in virtual reality to what's been done on cell phones for traditionally been called digital therapeutics, this is the next generation because, you know, by virtue of putting something on where we sometimes use the word hijack the brain, it enables us to do some pretty powerful things. We started off in the world of acute pain. That's where most of the science and evidence was. But we always believe that if you're going to make the biggest impact in healthcare, both from an efficacy perspective and from a value perspective, which is how do we bring down the cost while we improve outcomes, it's ultimately about getting it into the home. And so our vision has always been, how do we get this into the home? How do we drive that adoption? How do we empower patients to take control of their own health, especially if they have serious medical conditions? And, you know, it's unfortunate that it took a pandemic to actually be the catalyst that is now driving something that without this probably would have taken, quite honestly, another 5 to 10 years to accelerate both the acceptance and the adoption of this. So for us, we have really are in some sense excited by some of the things that this pandemic is opening up for patients. And in our case, it's first and foremost going after chronic pain, which is something that afflicts 100 million sufferers in the U.S., 1.5 billion worldwide. And it's not, you know, for us, it's not just about simply trying to address the pain, but it's also about addressing the comorbid conditions that generally go along with that, which is going to be mental health issues like depression, anxiety, catastrophization, then you layer on sleeplessness. And in a world of COVID-19, where people are feeling that stress and anxiety more than ever, you're seeing pain scores go through the roof right now. And so there's never been a more opportune time. And thankfully, the headsets powered by Qualcomm that are out there today are finally in a place where we can deliver this into the home in a scalable fashion.
So this one area that your company's focused on, where is trying to use VR as a therapeutic to treat pain. What is the experience when you put on the headset, and what do they see, and what does the treatment look like?
Yeah. So when you think about pain, it's not, first of all, you want to differentiate between acute pain and chronic pain. And we started off in the acute pain world. That tends to be more in the world of what we call distraction, right? Where you put on a piece of content, it engages the mind, and it just literally almost blocks the pain signal from getting from the point of contact to the pain receptor in the brain. But you can't live your life in goggles. And so while it's important that you're able, especially if you're a chronic pain sufferer, you've got to be able to give them an analgesic impact immediately, to have that immediate onset with the distraction side of it. It really is about teaching skills over a course of time so that they're not going to live their life in the goggles, but they can take those goggles off and they can remember a lot of the tools that you taught them in with this powerful medium. And so for us, there's this element of distraction, which is a small part of it. But the core of this is about using biofeedback and cognitive behavioral therapy, but delivering it almost on steroids to the brain. And I'll tell you, there's nothing more powerful than when you put a device on and you can start to connect parts of your body to your mind in ways that you never thought before. Like you can see your breath visualized in VR, or as you start to bring more wearables into the picture, which is a big part of the roadmap for Qualcomm, where we can actually take any biosignal and translate it into a visual experience within VR, we can then actually use that for you to start to learn self-regulation. It's about empowering the patient with these tools.
And I see on your website, you guys have, I think, like imaging of brains, I guess, that are before and after the treatment. So you could see that the brain has kind of relearned how to, I guess, deal with this with pain, I guess. Is that?
It's tapping into the neuroplasticity of the brain on the one hand. That's the training side, right? We know that the brain can change. And if we can use VR as a way to accelerate the way that the brain processes something and it can change, then that's when you can really start to make a big impact, whether it be you're talking about pain, chronic or acute, or mental health issues as well, areas of psychosis, suicide. There's all these different areas where VR ultimately can have a big role to play. And when I use VR, we also think about it as XR as well. It's not just VR. VR has a role to play, but you know, mixed reality, augmented reality, it depends on what you're trying to achieve with the patient, but each of these has a real role to play in the world of healthcare today.
You know, I have a little anecdotal story here. About a year ago, this is on the acute pain side, but we took my son to the podiatrist because he had a ingrown toenail, and this he'd had one before, and yeah. He was really, really nervous about it having this stress response because, you know, they had to freeze and numb the injection site, and it was more the injecting the local anesthetic that was like stressing him out because there's so many. You know, it's kind of a bony and tendons and nerves and that sort of thing in your toe. And so he was really having a stress response. And I didn't go, but I handed my wife the Oculus Quest and I said, put this on him when he's there. And she did that. And it's amazing, you know, the physical stimulus is the same. I think it's just your brain's perception is altered. And like, it got him through it so much better the second time around. And, you know, the podiatrist was like, that's fantastic. How do I get, you know, more of these? So I don't know, Matthew, I know there's the acute pain is only one area that you focus on, but just from personal experience, we've seen it, you know, do great, amazing things.
Just to layer on to that one, we just completed a study that was published over at Cedars-Sinai for labor and delivery. And, you know, it's amazing as the form factor gets smaller and better and more scalable, you know, I've sort of viewed this as almost the Cambrian explosion, if you will, of new therapeutic areas where we can apply XR in the medical space. We never even thought about this for labor and delivery. And yet there was a patient that had presented and said she wanted to deliver naturally, and then the guy's like, well, we've got this VR device, let's try it. And she ended up being in there for 2 hours. The doctor literally had asked her to take the headset off if she wanted to see the birth of her child. She had used sedative or anything. I mean, it was, when you think about some of the most painful experiences and you know that someone can go through, fortunately, we're three guys. This is not a pain we will ever experience. Thank God, because women are so much tougher than we are. But the fact that it can actually help a woman abate pain like that, I think it says a lot about the power of what VR and XR more broadly will be able to do as you know, we continue to advance the science of this.
It was a birth without drugs and using your product. That's incredible.
I think there have been over now about 200 babies born using our product. So it's exciting to see just the different ways that people are able to use this.
What other aspects are you guys using applied VR to help the healthcare industry with?
Yeah, so we started off obviously in the pain area, and also it was the other impetus that you had for the interest and adoption of this was the opioid epidemic. And by the way, with COVID-19, the opioid epidemic is only going to get worse because, again, as that pain increases and people are stuck at home, they're going to be turning to those pharmacological pills like that. And so again, we've been partnered with the National Institute of Drug Abuse to validate this and then ultimately bring it out and commercialize it in the marketplace. But the other area that we've seen a lot of interest in this, obviously, is you think about anxiety. And cancer is an area that we just formed a first-of-its-kind partnership with the National Cancer Institute, where we're actually co-developing a therapeutic intervention that's going to help cancer patients address the mental health side of it. Obviously, when you are diagnosed with cancer, there's a huge challenge with patients going in, going back in to get their CT scans, their MRI scans, all of that, because they're afraid of what the results are going to show. Or they're afraid of taking some of their medication. They'd rather just not know because they can't deal with the mental health side. And so, you know, this as one of the first points of entry, working with the National Cancer Institute, I think is going to be it's going to start to really open the door up for a lot of different ways that we can leverage VR and again, XR to address the broader mental health issue that I think is one of the biggest unmet needs in general in healthcare in America.
This is amazing. And how did this relationship begin?
I mentioned that Qualcomm's building technology chipsets and software that are powering, you know, these standalone augmented and virtual reality devices, like the Pico device that Applied VR are using. And, you know, so we build reference designs, which are kind of blueprints that we provide to the OEMs that allow them to get to market much more rapidly. And so as a part of this reference design program, you know, we learn about what the needs are in the market. We learn directly from the OEMs about some of the problems that they have with the technology. But oftentimes we're not speaking to the people who are really applying the technology. We're not working with the companies who are delivering the solution on top of the hardware that people are actually buying. They're not buying a VR headset. They're buying a pain management solution. And so it was important to us to be able to get closer to the companies that are creating the real value in this ecosystem. And so we established a program called the XR Enterprise Program. And the goal with this is really for, you know, Qualcomm to begin working more closely with the companies that are driving value in the industry. And it's an important feedback loop for us to be able to better understand what the needs are for next generation hardware. So as we work on those next generation chipsets and we work on those blueprint reference designs, we can incorporate that feedback, you know, not just from the OEMs, but also from the people who are, you know, selling the technologies that are really creating value with the devices. And so that's the XR Enterprise Program. And when we looked out across the landscape of verticals that where VR was being used today, you know, medical was one area that we thought was really important, that the technology was very transformational for. And so that quickly led us to the different areas, and pain management being one of them. And then, you know, that allowed us to identify really quickly Applied VR as a market leader in that space. So that's how we got connected. We reached out to them, and now you know, we've invited them. They've joined our enterprise program, and you know, we work together on areas around, you know, promotional opportunities, maybe co-marketing, demonstrations, joint case studies, things like we're doing today on the podcast. And then also we're in a unique position where we have some insight into the industry, where it's headed. We're kind of at the center of the industry and all the designs that are coming over the next 12, 18, 24 months. So we have insights into where the industry is headed that we can share with partners in this XR Enterprise program. And of course, we have the reference designs and like to share those with our next generation chipsets early with our partners so that they can better understand, you know, the blueprints for the technology that'll be enabling devices in the next, you know, 12 months. And so so this is just a really good opportunity to get closer to the companies that are creating the real value like Applied VR are.
That's fantastic. And for people who are looking to get involved in the enterprise program, this is there's ways out there, right? I see they can Google it, the Qualcomm XR Enterprise Program, or I'm going to read off the long URL right now. It's qualcomm.com/support/QAN/Qualcomm-XR-Enterprise-Program.
That's right. And there's a website there. There's a place to apply. And the, you know, the companies that we're looking for to work more closely with are companies like ApplyVR, who are, you know, out there working with the technology, deploying the technology in specific verticals, solving real problems, doing it at scale. You know, those are the kinds of companies that we want to be working more closely with across a number of verticals, medical being one.
Absolutely. And I think, Matthew, your work at Applied VR is incredible. I mean, a lot of times when we talk about XR, we show off, you know, gaming and, you know, but you guys are doing a lot of the heavy lifting during this time. And I even see here, you know, on your website, people can check out at appliedvr.io. You guys are doing really noble work with what seems like to treat our veterans as well, as you were saying, to treat some of the mental, you know, issues that may be going on that, you know, everyone is going through at this time.
Yeah, it's been great to see the adoption of this in different sectors. And in fact, actually, the Secretary Wilkie, who's the head of the VA, in his state address this past February, referenced our work together.
Wow.
Which was fantastic for them to call out Applied VR and how we're trying to help not only the veterans, but then also over on the DOD side, right? So you think about our ability to help them, whether it be with a mental health area or, again, obviously for that chronic pain, nothing's more rewarding for us as a company to be able to do that.
Is there anything else you would like people to know about Applied VR?
Well, I'll tell you, this is something that we really think about. What's the future state that we're talking about? And really, we have pretty big vision for what this is going to look like, hopefully sooner than later, but you know, even within the next 5 years. If you think about today, everyone's got a cell phone in their hand, and so you can do a lot of great things with digital apps. We don't have that broad-based adoption yet of VR, where you see one in every home. And I think what it's going to take for that to be successful is to be able to deliver truly mission critical benefits to whether it be consumers or patients, you know, depending upon whatever your area is that you're coming from. For us, our vision is that ultimately we want to have a VR headset in every single home and every clinic around not only the US, but ultimately the world. Because once you have the headset in there, then it's your ability to deliver this next generation digital medicine into the home to help that patient or that patient's family address everything from chronic pain, acute pain, mental health issues. It could ultimately help with PTSD. It could help with suicide prevention, and even be a form of delivery of telehealth, where you can actually have a therapist in virtual reality talking to someone, so you feel like you're right there and have that close connection. So we've really got big ideas on what we're going to do. We're building out strong partnerships. Qualcomm is a core part of that. And so we're excited about the future and where we're going to go.
You know, we think XR is the future and we think it's engaging. And we really appreciate, you know, companies like yours actually doing something meaningful with it. Matthew, again, thank you for all that hard work. Thank you for using XR as a therapeutic and being at the forefront of this leading technology.
PJ, appreciate it. It was great, great being on, and thanks for having us here. And Brian, as always, great working with you and the Qualcomm team and the enterprise side.
Thanks so much, Matthew. Thank you, PJ.
All right. Thank you guys both for coming on. This has been another awesome episode, and we thank everybody for listening. We'll see you again next time.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Qualcomm podcast. If you haven't already subscribed, you can do so via SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or Google Podcast. And by the way, our friends at Legal really want you to know that references to Qualcomm may be Qualcomm Incorporated, Qualcomm Technologies, Inc., and or its subsidiaries. Qualcomm Snapdragon is a product of Qualcomm Technologies Incorporated. Until next time.